Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts. On this fine Thanksgiving Day, my name is Father Robert J. Carr. I'm the administrator of St. Anthony Parish, and I welcome you to our broadcast every single Monday through Friday, including on Thanksgiving Day, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to look back to an interview with Sister Helena Burns and Sister Julia the Book Nun. So let's tune that in now.
Hello and welcome. We're back, Sister Helena and Sister Julia the Book Nun from Daughters of St. Paul in Jamaica Plain and Dedham, Mass. And we're here again with our favorite books to fill your minds and hearts with our favorite reading material. So we have two books again today. We're going to start with Sister Julia, and we thought maybe we could just talk about some of the saints, some of the heroes of the faith. And Sister Julia has fallen in love with a wonderful new book. It's not new book, but it's new to her. And once once she gets her teeth into something, if she doesn't like the book, she will not promote it. So she has fallen in love with this new book about a feminine hero of the faith, who is
Saint Bernadette. So I've read the story of Saint Bernadette when I was about Bernadette's age, like around 13 or 14 years old. I read The Song of Bernadette, and I was a little Protestant girl, and I fell in love with her and also with Our Lady. You know, it was actually Saint Bernadette that introduced me to the Blessed Mother. So that's where my whole conversion story started, was with this little saint here. So when this book came out, and it came out in 2000, so yeah, it's been about 20 years. But in the meantime, I said, oh, well, I read The Song of Bernadette. I don't need to read this book, right? And one of my sisters here in the convent said, well, if you're going to talk about a book, why don't you talk about Bernadette Speaks? I said, well, I've never read Bernadette Speaks. I don't like to talk about a book I've not read. And she said, well, what do you mean you haven't read this book? You love Saint Bernadette, and your whole conversion story kind of hinges on that, and you haven't read the book. So I said, all right, I'll read the book. It's a little thick. It's a little bit thick, but you know what? It reads.
But there's pictures in there.
Oh my goodness.
Photographs.
There's like hundreds of photographs that you've never seen of Saint Bernadette. And it's actually what they did was it's all of her sayings, everything that she said written down from the time of the apparitions until she died. So it's that's why the title says Bernadette Speaks. It's not just a book written about Saint Bernadette. It's Saint Bernadette telling her story, basically. And so it's told in dialogue and anecdotes and little stories, and it really reads like a movie script. It really does. It's so hard to put down. So when I made my retreat this past week, I had a book on the Blessed Mother, and I said, you know, I'm gonna read that, but I want to also read I want to really get into Bernadette Speaks. And I'm glad I did, because it was really like making a retreat with Saint Bernadette, and it tied in so well with the book I was reading on the Blessed Mother. It was just, but for myself, it's like it made Saint Bernadette come alive. I mean, I always admired her, I loved her, but I can actually say
for those who aren't too familiar with Saint Bernadette, can you tell us just briefly about the apparition, and then the type of character she was? She was this little French peasant girl. She was tough.
Yes,
tough
she was
stuff.
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. Well, she was 14. She was the oldest of about six or eight children, and she had asthma, so she was a sickly child. But they were very poor. They were the poorest family in Lourdes, France, where she lived. And they went to the Gave, you know, where the stream of water is. It was like a dumping ground for the hospital, basically. And they went there, because it was like a public place, to collect sticks and, you know, for the fire. And so she went one day with her sister and a friend of her sister's. And while they were collecting the sticks of wood, she saw something in the grotto there of Massabielle. And she kept calling it Akero, that thing, because she didn't know what it was. But it was a young woman, and she said the young woman was like a teenager, very, very small, very beautiful, and she had a rosary over her arm, and she took the rosary out, and Bernadette prayed the rosary with her. Well, the vision spoke to her and said, would you do me the honor of coming here for 15 days? And so that began the apparitions of Our Lady to little Bernadette.
And as everyone knows, if you don't even know too much about Bernadette herself, is Lourdes in France, I think, is the most visited place, or maybe Guadalupe, pilgrimage in the world because of the healing waters. Our Lady had her dig with her hands into the ground, and they thought she had lost her mind, like this little girl talking to nothing and you know, scraping the ground. And the water bubbled up, which has had, you know, many, many miracles.
Oh, definitely.
And there's far more miracles than you can count, because the church is very strict about, like, it has to be all documented scientifically, and they don't approve a lot of them through the years. We're talking, like, this is from the
1800s. This is 1858 was when the apparitions
mid-1800s. So
happened.
Lourdes has been going for years and years, and you still hear of so many healings that come from it. But she was not able to be healed from the water herself. She had ulcers on her legs, but Our Lady said, you know, it's not for you. The spring is not going to be for you. And her body is incorrupt. She's one of the incorrupt saints whose bodies just never, they were never embalmed. It's a phenomenon.
You can Google it, actually, just Saint Bernadette, and that picture will come up. And honestly, just to be quite frank, she's more beautiful in death than she was in life, and she was gorgeous in life. I mean, I've never seen anybody look that beautiful, you know, but she's complete. She's one of the most perfectly preserved saints.
Not to be gross, but we have to cut her. They have to cut her fingernails because they still grow, and her hair grows, and all of that stuff. So, I know some people are very off put by, like, the bodily nature of, but we're human beings, and our faith is very physical and tactile. Jesus rose from the dead bodily, right? So the body is very important. Now, we don't want to slight Saint Bernadette here. So the name of the book is Bernadette Speaks, and you can get it from anywhere, really, but you could also call our Pauline.org, like the woman's name, Pauline.org website. You can call the website, use it, the website, or call 1-800-836-9723 and order it over the phone or through the website, 1-800-836-9723 or Pauline.org. And we want to talk now about a male, he's not a saint yet, but he's a blessed. So he's on his way to becoming a saint. The stages are servant of God, venerable, blessed, and then saint. And he is the priest that started our congregation, the Daughters of St. Paul, as well as 9 other congregations. And what's fascinating about him is he was a media priest. His name is Blessed Father James Alberione, Northern Italian priest. And he also was very small of stature and from peasant folk, lived on a farm, and had a vocation at a very young age to the seminary. But what happened was God revealed to him that the 20th century would be the century of media, and that media was going to explode, and that the church had to do a lot more, be in place and do a lot more to spread the gospel through media. So you can watch the film on his life, which is the same name as the book, Media Apostle, for free at tinyurl.com/mediaapostlefilm. tinyurl.com/mediaapostlefilm. And the name of this little book is just called Media Apostle. So this is a real easy read. It's a small, small book. It's meant for kids, too. We call it From 9 to 90, this series. The Encounter series is for people 9 to 90, if you want to just read something real quick with pen and ink drawings. A fascinating story of a man who just really loved Jesus so much, and he saw his congregation spread to, like, if you put us all together, all the different congregations, it has to be at least 80 countries before his death. So he even predicted the internet. He died in 1971 at 87, but he was always looking forward to the newest technology, to the next big thing in media, because he was like, great, we can use this for the gospel. And when he met Padre Pio one time, the priests who followed, nobody knows what they said to each other, but one of our priests went afterwards and said, oh, I hear that Father Alberione was talking to you, Padre Pio. And Padre Pio said, yes, you live at the house of a saint, my son. He said he wants to do many things for the gospel through the media, so you help him. But anyway, this book, Blessed James Alberione, Media Apostle. So if you just Google Media Apostle, you'll find all kinds of resources and websites that come up. He just really felt that, first of all, we needed to pray for the world of media because, as we all know, it can be a very dark world too. There's like a real downside to, but it's all about us, like how we choose to use media. Are we going to use it for our, what he called edification and joy? Or are we going to use it to bring ourselves down, to like give in to our lusts and our lower nature, and or just get addicted to wasting time on, you know, media of any kind? So he had a plan. He had a strategy. He had a vision, and he had a spirituality for the media. So one big part of the life of the Daughters of St. Paul is we pray for all media. We pray for artists, directors, technicians, you know, by name too. Every day, we offer the Mass for the intentions of the media, but also in reparation for evil media. So all the damage and harm done to people through bad and evil media. And we pray that evil media will just go away. So again, two books for you. Bernadette Speaks, a beautiful book by the way, it's by a Mariologist, Father Rene Laurentin. Mm-hmm. He is probably the world's, he's deceased now recently, but he's one of the world's foremost Mariologists. He's written many beautiful books, but his books are so readable.
Well, you know, it's a hard to put down type of book, even though it's big. It's very hard to put down.
Yes, don't be daunted by the size.
And you will absolutely fall in love with Saint Bernadette. She's a very down to earth person herself. No nonsense.
Bernadette Speaks. Yeah. And the one for kids, and you know, kids get really excited when they find out there was a priest whose whole life was dedicated to the media, and he saw all the new inventions, radio, film was in its infancy back then. He saw, you know, the printing presses get better and better, and computers, etc. All right, so that book is Blessed James Alberione, Media Apostle, and you can also watch the film, mediaapostle.com, online. Thank you so much, and God bless. Till next time, Sister Helena and Sister Julia.
Bye. God bless y'all.
I love that. God bless y'all. Very good. Just a reminder, the Daughters of St. Paul has their store. It's open on Route 1 South in Dedham, right across from the Legacy Place in Dedham, Massachusetts. You can also find them at Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, store.com. That's paulinestore.com. We'll be back tomorrow with Father Adriano Zandana. Have a happy Thanksgiving and a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us, and if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.